This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part three of a series that we started just a couple of weeks ago from the book of 1 Thessalonians. We're calling the series Prepped or Panicked. It's about the second coming of Christ. Last week, the Apostle Paul compared his relationship with the people at Thessalonica as a mother-child relationship. This week, he uses the analogy of a father and son, father and daughter relationship. Paul looked at his relationship with the people at Thessalonica very closely in terms of his feelings of love for these people. Let's continue with part three today from 1 Thessalonians 2.
For 18 and a half years, we lived in Columbus, Ohio. We only lived in two houses during those 18 and a half years. The last 5 years we were in Columbus, we lived in a house where, you know how it is when you move into a neighborhood, you wave at people, you introduce yourself to people. I am not exaggerating. We had a couple directly across the street from us that in the 5 years we lived there would never wave, even though we would wave as we would leave, and we would smile, and never, never, never in 5 years. The last day we were there, literally, the Allied moving van was taking our stuff down the street, and we were pulling out of the driveway, and I said, "There they are, Annie, let's wave." And we waved, and they just watched us go away. And I've never understood that. And what lesson I learned from that is you can't force a relationship with people. If people don't want to have a relationship with you for 5 years, they don't have a relationship with you. And that's part of the reality of life. You can't force relationships. But having said that, here's what I want you to go home with today. Relationships shape your life. And relationships mold you into the man or woman that you are today. And you are in the position of helping to shape someone else's life. Anytime you talk about relationships, people will say, "Yeah, what have they done for me? Well, what did he do to help me? What did she do to mold my life?" Forgetting that God uses us in the shaping process with somebody else. There's two sides to that equation. We're on the receiving end of that, but we're also hopefully on the giving end of it. I want us to continue exactly where we left off, part two of last week's message, going on from the verses we read last week, where Paul compared himself to a mother and described what it was like being a mother to these people, and it's a powerful lesson. Today he talks about being a father. I was looking through the Old Testament this week, wondering, does the Old Testament use both maternal and paternal language? And it does. In Isaiah 66:13, the Lord says, "I've been like a mother to you." And talking about the relationship that God had with his people, then you read Psalm 103 that says, "Like as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him." You know who that is? You. Me. "Like a father who has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him." We're in chapter 2, 1 Thessalonians. The series called The End, Prepped or Panicked. We're in the second half of a two-part message here. Verse 9. "Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We work night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preach the gospel of God to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children." What's a father do? Right here in verse 12. "Encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory."
Well, I'm going to ask you to tune in tomorrow to Sirius XM Channel 131, the Family Talk Channel, to hear the continuation of this message from 1 Thessalonians 2. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.